Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, what's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, yeah, Sunday's a big day around here, so this week we're having an interesting little contest we do.
Mm-hmm.
We take all the names of the men's room, throw them in a hat, and pick out a name. That person does their thing. It's up to you to figure out which member of the men's room got their name drawn from the hat. So vote now. If you follow us on X at Men's Room Live, take a stab at who you think's name was drawn earlier before the show.
Green Week.
That's what we're doing. Your guess is as good as mine. Count up the categories, green states, and the not-so-friendly skies. But first time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
For today's brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Step responsibly.
That's right. Guys, our
wasn't
family
ready for that one.
Loves you guys, loves the show. Love to get a birthday shout out to our son, David. He turns 14 today. Golden birthday on the 14th. Can he get an OG fish sandwich and the dirty Germans talking about classic cars? Lots of love that from Mom, Dad, Pickle, and Rumble. Here are some rules we got. As far as the dirty Germans, we typically don't do that until someone is 18.
Yeah.
Correct. We prefer the captain not be involved in any kids' birthdays, if at all possible. If
you've why heard do you say that,
the
Miles?
Stuff that comes out of the captain's
mouth. I love kids.
Right. Latest edition, Coke Ted, not allowed unless you're 18 years old. Yes. All right, so those are the rules. But
too early to get a fish sandwich.
Yeah, we'll give you that. Sorry. Once you grow up, then we can get a little bit more adult.
We have a lot to say.
Yeah, I don't want Coke Ted talking to my 14-year-old kid.
Come on now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All of my dearest Picholos, can I get a birthday shout out for my boy Miguel? Thanks for putting up with me on for putting me on game in that chuck room at work. I'm a man 25 today. Can I get a big old bong rip, a drop the beat, and some advice from Coach Ted about turning 25, being single, and living in downtown all on a weeknight? Thanks, guys. That from Jason, pronounced Big J in Sacramento.
Drop the beat.
All right, you're turning 25, you're single. Here's what you got to do. Do a little research, hop on the computer, find out what bar tonight is having industry night. All right, all the bartenders generally have off on Sunday and Monday. So let's be honest, that's the only place you're going to go tonight. It's going to have single women available. You know, there's no Monday Night Football, man. I got nothing else for you.
What up, boys? It's my 46th time around the big ball in the sky. Can I get some puke, a ladies' man face sandwich, and the dirty Germans talking about what I look forward to sliding into my 50s? Thanks, guys. That from Will.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Yeah, I hope what you slide into is a vagina.
Yeah, you know, some people call that sea ham sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah, Cuban sandwich because you add the pickle.
Sometimes roast beef.
Briny.
Depends on what deli you go to. Guy says my husband Aaron's 50th birthday and want to welcome him to the club. He is absolutely the best R2 partner in life. And I am so lucky to share this adventure with him. How about a big old bong rip, a barbershop fish sandwich, all the love in the world, that from Kat and Leah. Thanks so much. What is an R2 partner?
Don't know.
Okay. I'm not in the know.
Can I get a fish sandwich? Oh, you know I gotta eat right. Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? You put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
Birthday shout. How about a birthday one for our good buddy, Reggie White? He's 51 today. Only wants his name on the show. How about a Leroy Jenkins and a fish sandwich along with a suck it up? Thanks, guys. That from Frank.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins.
A fillet of fish sandwich.
Oh, suck it up, cupcake.
And gentlemen, if you could please wish my mom, Shannon, a very happy 64th birthday today. Always busy, taking care of and putting her family first, so she doesn't have a lot of free time to take care of herself. I know she truly would appreciate the captain giving her some advice on staying gluten-free while wandering the grocery store aisles. Thanks in advance, guys, and stay beautiful, bitches, and cheers.
Ooh.
Ahoy there, and happy 64th birthday. Well, the old Capitan has never gone gluten-free, but for various legal reasons, I've had to go glutton-free. Apparently, that includes eating and drinking in excess and increased sexual activity, or as they call it, SID. All the things that make the Capitan the Capitan. As for going gluten-free, well, my advice is to find food that tastes bad, and that's probably gluten-free, but also, the old Capitan is gluten-free as well. Eat up. Crunch bags.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Mom. Let's get a contestant on the line right now. For your guess is as good as mine, 206-803-ROCK. In the meantime, as we wait on a contestant, a couple extra emails. Subject, World Tour Stop number 3, photos of the band. Men's Room, Ola. Ola. I've been a longtime listener of your show. A few weeks ago, I had the privilege to see your entire show live at the World Tour Stop number 2 at Pioneer Tacos and Tequila. That was quite a memorable show for me, and I had a blast. Then over this past weekend, had the opportunity again to see you guys at the World Tour Stop number 3 at Muckleshoot Casino. Absolutely enjoyed your performance on stage with the new originals. Mike Hawk crushed it on Eminem.
Yeah.
I would love to see you guys play again with the band. So please don't break up again anytime soon. You guys got along? Everything was fine?
No. There was a fist fight in the dressing room as soon as it was done. You can tell the fuse was getting short on stage. Tempers were simmering.
This is an acoustic show.
Yeah, well, that's why we hit each other with acoustic guitars. Much less damage than our last electric guitar.
Started with a fight about a bathroom.
That is correct.
Ted stole my smoke.
Uh-huh. Yep. I was stealing people's cigs. I was all coked out again.
As a photographer who loves shooting bands, I thought it was only natural to bring my camera and snap some photos of your performance with a band. Yes, I was the big guy with the big camera and lens by the front of the stage.
You did a great job, man.
I'm sharing those photos.
You do whatever. Those did look awesome.
Yeah, do whatever you want with them freely, he says. All I ask is to credit me whenever it's due. You guys rock. Keep on doing what you do best. And stay beautiful. That from Mark. Mark, those pictures were awesome.
Can we post those, Mike? Just credit the man?
Yeah, he said that we could use them freely. Real quick, did he put his photography group there on the email?
Mark Sukup Photography.
How do you spell that last name, Sukup?
You spell it Soukup.
I love it. Yeah, okay. Great shots.
Yeah, he did a great job.
And that's how we do business, ladies and gentlemen.
And one more.
Yeah. We could email him back, but let's talk about it over the air.
Bitches, Men's Room, Stop number 3 on the World Tour Saturday at Muckleshoot. Awesome. I have missed the chance to see the new originals every other time they performed. Thank God they tore it up. The contracts.
Yeah.
And came out of retirement. Praise be. Great meeting you guys officially. I would like to tell you, though, about the first time I met you. Rockstar Mayhem Fest 2010. In between raging mosh pits on the hot concrete, my buddies and I went over to the KISW tent and entered to win a Rockstar Mayhem Fest guitar.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Months go by. We completely forgotten about the contest. One morning, my friend and I wake up and have a morning smoke session about 9 a.m. His phone rings, and it's KISW, telling him he's won the Mayhem Fest guitar. Now, naturally, we flip out, haul ass from Federal Way up to the Twin Toaster buildings to pick up this bad boy. Get there, they hand my friend an all-black guitar covered in autographs. We're a bit puzzled. Say thanks and left. So we spend the next hour at his house trying to figure out who these signatures were. Then the phone rings again, and it's KISW. And they say, hey, sorry, we actually messed up and gave you the wrong guitar. Do you mind bringing this one back to trade for the right one? Of course, my buddy, being an honest dude, said, yeah, sure, absolutely. So we haul back up there, get in the elevator to go up. Three other men entered the elevator with us, and it goes quiet. Keep in mind, at this time, neither of us had any idea what the host of the men's room looked like in real life. And like your infamous caller, Donovan, we didn't know Thrill was a black man. So my buddy is a big, tall, goofy-looking dude. He's rocking a Skynyrd shirt. All of a sudden, a tall black man looks at my friend's shirt and says, Lynyrd Skynyrd, huh? I've always wanted to see them live. I just feel like I might not be too welcome at their shows. Now, remember,
the Confederate flag?
Yeah, we're still riding this gnarly wake and bake that we indulged in at 8. So when he says that, I uncontrollably laugh out loud. I don't remember what was said. I recognize Miles' voice there. And he says, we're in the men's room. Good to meet you. Enjoyed a laugh together. Then for 20 minutes later, when the desk worker was still off searching for the right guitar, I had the black one on the ground in the lobby trying to look at these signatures and still baked directly out of my mind. Ted comes walking by and goes, what the F are you doing on the floor? Cool. I chuckled and said, you know, Ted, I don't know anymore. And he chuckled as he walked into the office. And that's how I met you guys. Cheers to 20 years. That from the real James P. Sullivan.
Damn, Ted, you're really aggressive, man.
Wow, it's just weird to see, like, what are you doing up here?
Yeah, do it on the floor.
Time for a little Your Guess Is As Good As Mine. It's an easy game to play. You pick from one of two categories. Try to guess me right in said category before three strikes and you're out. Steve, who's our contestant? Ready to play Your Guess Is As Good As Mine.
His name is Mason, or her name is Mason. Either way, hello, Mason. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola and aloha, naked ladies.
Hola. It's a woman with a deep voice.
Yes. Mason, welcome to the program. And your guess is as good as mine. Mason, your categories. We have the top green states in the United States. So the greenest. Now, this is based on environmental quality, air, water, soil, eco-friendly behaviors, green buildings per capita, alternative fuel vehicles per capita, certified organic farms, all the green things, right? Then we also have the least green states, which in my mind, these should be fairly easy to get as well. Yeah. All right. So, Mason, those are two categories. We also have a third. We have the best airlines in the United States. They did all the things as far as delays, your bags, cancellations, blah, 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 in-flight amenities. So we have the 10 best airlines or the greenest or not green states. So where do you want to go? On your guess is as good as mine.
I think we want to go with the airlines.
Airlines. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
By the way, they say airline ticket prices went up 8% last year. That outpaced inflation. Now, cost isn't all that matters when picking what company to fly with, though choosing the wrong airline has the potential to take even more from us. For instance, 10 animals died during air transportation in 2024.
Dang.
Four major U.S. airlines had at least two pet fatalities. While critical to consider, other factors that fly under the radar are on this list. So basically, these are the top 10 for in-flight comfort, delays, baggage mishaps, cancellations, on-time flights, and all the other. So you know how to play this game, Mason. Pick as many right in said category before three strikes and you're out. So what is your first guess on the top airlines?
I have a quick question for D. Ted Smith. Did you have a blast at the Dead & Company shows at the Sphere or what?
It is unbelievable. I tell everybody, people ask on Saturday, you got to go see that show down there, man.
And what airline did you fly to?
I took Delta.
Oh, all right. Okay. They actually, love it was to a fly nice flight. Shows.
Have you been or are you going down there?
I'm actually a fish head, so I'm looking forward to the kind of plague shows next weekend.
Yeah, I was going to say, fish in town this week?
Yep.
Okay. All right, Mason, what are you thinking here as far as the top 10 airlines?
Like both? Let's go Delta.
Delta's number three. Their overall score, 64.24 in the metric rating they came up with.
Out of 100?
I don't know.
Or do they not tell you what they...
I'm assuming so.
And you're third in your class with a 64.
I mean, the number one score is 69.
No. Nice.
Give you an idea. Okay. So Delta is correct, Mason. What's that?
My mom back on the islands, she worked for Aloha Airlines, and they're defunct now. But I'm going to go with their rival... We're still operating Hawaiian Airlines.
Hawaiian Airlines is number seven. They consistently do very well as far as the ratings goes. But, you know
what? You're going to Hawaii.
Thank you. It's a little bit biased, isn't it?
My God, they can put wings on a Greyhound. You're going to Hawaii. So no matter what, you're like, I love this airline.
Okay, Mason, you got number seven Hawaiian and number three Delta Airlines. These are the top 10 best airlines to fly.
Are they just... Let's go with our local carrier, Alaska.
Alaska's number six on the list. You're three for three, Mason. No strikes against you.
Are they all bound here to the States, or do we maybe have some international airlines?
We do not. These are the best domestic airlines.
Oh, otherwise.
Not saying they don't fly to other countries. But, well,
there's no international carriers.
That's correct. You're not going to get an Emirates on here.
Turkish, all
Qatar Airways, British Airways.
Now, believe it or not, Mason, just a hint, a lot of the lower fare carriers... believe it or not, do very, very well. So the ones that are cheaper.
I would say Spirit, man. I've actually heard as many crazy stories as I hear with Spirit Airlines. Like a bat is flying around the cabin. Other than the bat flying around the cabin during the flight, apparently it's decent. Your bags, you get there on time. They take off on time.
Oh, let's go Spirit.
Spirit Airlines is the number one best airline
to
fly in the United States, according to these metrics they use. In-flight amenities, they do very well. Baggage mishaps, they do very well. They don't lose your luggage.
Like, look,
they get you there on time.
I thought you couldn't even take baggage.
I don't know what the deal is.
Maybe that's why they don't lose it.
Yeah. Maybe that's why that works.
But like, look, dude, if you can deal with bats, everything else about this flight will be fantastic.
All right, Mason, you got 4 out of 10. No strikes. You're correct with Spirit Airlines number 1, Delta number 3, Alaska in 6, and 7th place, Hawaiian Airlines.
All right, let's go United Air.
United Airlines number 8 on the list. That was the carrier I took to Africa from Newark. So the 16 hours was on United.
Same airline getting back to Seattle or different airline?
Same airline, but then I switched over and went to Alaska. And that's when things went.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I feel like if you're traveling overseas, for some reason, it's always United.
They are definitely an international carrier, mm-hmm. for sure.
They used to. They also have Continental Airlines, right? Or they used,
it used to be Continental.
It used to be Continental.
It's been my experience. It's not everybody's, but I feel like every time I have something that's delayed or rerouted or something like that, it's United.
Really?
Yeah.
Mason, there's a couple, again, low-paying carriers on this list. Still.
Like a Frontier.
Or maybe JetBlue. I swear by JetBlue.
So we're going to go with Frontier.
Frontier's number 9.
All right.
Okay. Yep.
They have a score of 47.02%. They do very well on on-time flights.
Really?
Yes.
Everything else will suck about this, but you will get
especially well there. Okay. All right, Mason, 6 out of 10. Still no strikes against you, man. You're doing pretty well.
Someone has suggested American Eagle. They're regional, I believe.
I don't know if they're around.
Are they just... Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, don't guess that.
I mean... They might be a subsidiary of American.
Right.
All right. But, you know.
I mean, the people that fly Southwest are diehard fans of Southwest until the only issue that they had with it is when they started going away from the open seating and not doing the side seating. That is literally the only issue that they've had with it.
Okay.
And, Mike, that's going to be my next guess for a budget airline, Southwest.
They come in 5th place.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
62.19%.
So far, the less money you pay for a flight, the better your overall experience. I'm hearing.
There are still two very cheap airlines on here.
All right, JetBlue.
JetBlue's number 4.
Again, the less money you pay for a flight, the better your overall experience.
Mm-hmm.
My experience. JetBlue, for some reason, to me, has the friendliest staff, too.
Okay.
And then after they give you the initial stuff, they just have a refrigerator kind of in the middle of the plane. And, like, want a snack or a soda? Go get one.
Ooh, nice.
Well, all right, then. JetBlue. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know about you guys, but when I shop for a flight, the first thing I look at is the price. The next thing I look at is minimum layovers.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Okay, you've got 7 out of 10, Mason, and no strikes against you.
Let's go American Airlines.
American Airlines is number 10. Actually, you've got 9 of 10. I'm wrong.
One left.
Yeah, 9 of 10, dude. There's one airline left. You have no strikes.
It's got to be just the one that we have left.
This is a regional carrier. I will give you that. It is a regional carrier that only flies on the West Coast.
West Coast carrier.
I mean, they fly other places, but predominantly...
Man, I'm not sure. I feel like I know more football conferences than I do carriers.
Basically, just know this, Mason. You have gotten all the major airlines correct. All right?
Okay.
So technically, 9 out of the 10, you've already won the game. There is a regional airline.
Is it like a budget airlines or something like that?
It's not really budget. It's just more small. So think of it being like the Payne Field of airlines, you know?
Any hints?
Well, they're a West Coast carrier.
Is that reflected in the name?
Yes.
Is there a West Coast airline?
Right, WCA, maybe?
Mountain West?
No, West Coast.
Yep.
Western Air?
You cannot pass.
Oh, he makes the planes. I like she's trying to help, but...
Yeah.
A couple people saying Horizon.
It's Horizon, though.
Wait, budget air? Is that a carrier?
Nah. Mason, you're never going to give it, so I'm going to give it to you.
Attaboy.
It's SkyWest Airlines.
SkyWest. Oh,
okay. They are the number 2 airline.
That is kind of tough, though, because aren't they, like, isn't SkyWest Hawaiian? Aren't they all, both of those operated by Alaska now?
I believe they are.
I think so, yeah.
But they still go with a name.
So they kept the name.
All right. So here you go. These are the top airlines, the best ones in the U.S. At 10, American Airlines, followed by Frontier at 9, 8 is United, 7 Hawaii, Alaska Airlines come in at 6, 5th is Southwest, JetBlue at 4, 3 is Delta, SkyWest 2. Your number one favorite airline, Spirit Airlines.
Come on.
Who knew? Cut over to 508. We'll drink a toast with the shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrills.
Coming up at 5:08, we will drink a toast for the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. According to science, natural light will help you wake up less groggy in the morning, but only if you time it just right.
Time it just right. Look, man, I'm telling you, when the sun is out, I just pop out of bed.
Yeah.
My first word is still F, but still, like, I just get out of bed. It's not about going back to sleep or laying under the covers.
No, they mean the beer, man. When you got to time it right when you finish drinking it at night.
Oh, beer.
I'm kidding. Natural light. There's evidence to suggest that we're finally seeing the decline of the online influencer culture.
Woot, woot.
I looked a little bit into this one, and it's referencing a video that kind of went viral. Didn't kind of, but it went viral like in the last month, something like that. It's this dude, and he makes this video of his pre-8 a.m. lifestyle, where he wakes up at like 3:42. He's got this black tape over his mouth that he then undoes and dips his face in mineral water that's like $60 a bottle.
That guy was all over the internet a couple weeks ago.
He was, and everybody was making fun of him for it. And so that's why they're saying that we might be seeing the decline here, because too many people are like, okay, even if what you're saying is true, that you do get up at 3:45 in the morning and do 20 push-ups out on your balcony and then just start looking at your laptop saying, I think we should get 10,000. You know,
at some point, people go, so what?
Right.
And a lot of the
it's
fake.
It's not authentic.
Because they have, like, all the private jet props.
Yeah.
Like, you just walk into a studio, right? You can rent this thing out. I think it's $60 an hour, they said.
Right.
But meanwhile, what you're showing on Instagram is, I'm on my private jet setting. It's like, bro, you're sitting in a warehouse in Brooklyn.
Exactly.
You know, some people got to smell the phoniness. It's not as interesting.
We're getting burned out on people trying to just show how much better than us they are. And we don't want to say it anymore. We don't care.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, watching you does not make me better. You just sit there and tell me that I'm not like you, and okay, fine.
You're right.
Yeah.
I will not get up at 3:45 to dip my face in mineral water.
Right. And he does it like 6 or 7 times for the, in like banana peel facials and stuff like that. Like, shut up.
Right. That was the other thing, right? With the banana peels.
My God.
Yeah.
To me, it'd be like listening to Gwyneth Paltrow. And I put this egg in my vagina and I steam it. Like, look, man, you do what you got to do. Right. I don't want to know.
Yeah. There's a study being done as to whether or not tattoo ink could be related to certain cancers.
I'm hoping so.
Skin cancer, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, lymphoma.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw the article. I'm like, well, cool. So naturally, I read it, but I get what they're saying. It's the amount of ink that is used potentially penetrates through the skin and goes into the lymph nodes, in which case you have a problem.
Right.
So they said the bigger the tattoo, the more the work. That doesn't make sense, because if it's about the ink going through, the size of the tattoo is irrelevant. It's how much ink is used on any one tattoo. That's what they're saying. So the more ink that is used in one spot can break through the skin, go into the lymph nodes.
Gotcha.
So you get a teeny tiny tattoo, but if you're drilling it with all kinds of colors, you're more at risk than having just like a big outline.
Sure. That makes sense. That makes sense.
Well, that, and me and Thrill were talking about last week. I was like, I saw this thing where people are going fully under now to get massive pieces done at once.
No, man.
Yeah, they were saying, like, A, it's like, I thought that was kind of part of getting a tattoo. You had to, like, earn it.
Yeah, grin and bear it, man.
And then the second part is, like, this doctor was just saying, like, for some of these people, like, you're putting your body through a lot of trauma. Like,
you're telling them you stay back asleep. Pieces,
I could be wrong, but they're not done at once.
No, when depending on how much stages. You did. Yeah, I had, for my back piece, there's not a ton of color. There's still three different sittings. And I hear what the doctor's saying. You're trying to tell your body to go to sleep while someone is taking a needle, you know, hammering you 10 million miles an hour, ripping through your body, man.
Right. Yeah, they were just saying, like, the next day's got to be so much worse. But that's also just become a big, massive thing. It's like, it's not just having a tattoo. People have tattoos everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Just, if it hurt that bad, people wouldn't have them. That's what I tell them. Like, does it hurt? I'm like, yeah, but it's not that bad, man.
Right. Yeah, and, like, all right, we talked about getting one for my cousin that just passed away, right? But, like, that, to me, that would be part of it. It's like, yeah, I went through the pain for Christina.
Oh yeah!
Not like put me under, Doc.
I don't want to have to think about this.
Yeah,
yeah. New research shows that low levels of vitamin K are linked to memory loss and brain inflammation.
Where do you get vitamin K?
I didn't work on it. I don't know.
I don't even know what vitamin K is.
Me neither.
Yeah, right. I know that vitamin K.
To obtain vitamin K naturally, focus on consuming green leafy vegetables like kale, spinach, collard greens, as well as broccoli and other cruciferous vegetables.
I have none in my body. There's zero vitamin K.
Vegetable oils, some fruits like blueberries and figs, and certain animal products like meat, cheese, and eggs.
Oh, okay.
Get all that vitamin K in
there. Food.
Yeah.
They basically just covered up. Well, if you eat berries or meat or vegetables.
Right.
Okay, food.
Hershey bars.
anything that's not fish.
Milk. Being married has been linked to an increased risk of dementia.
No. I told you you're driving me crazy.
You're driving me insane.
All right, Ted.
Absolutely.
Just end up bonded to a professional gaslighter. You never said that. I swear I did.
Look, man, one, they drive you crazy. Two, people think you have a bad memory. It's like, it's not that I have a bad memory. You give me 400 days of information in 1 hour. I cannot reasonably be expected to remember every date that you rattle off in your head, which is a weird place to me, man. But, like, you're talking about November 18th, 2027, and then in October of 2027, you're going to say, I told you about it.
They have a perfect filing cabinet in their brains.
They do.
We have loose boxes inside of ours.
You're right. Ours is, like, it's paper. It's may or may not have been alphabetized.
Right. General subjects. Like, we should... She has a filing cabinet that has it by day. We have boxes that say stuff about the dog. Like, and it just gets lumped in there. And I've had this conversation with her, which, like, I don't know when it's your inside, you know, when it's just your inside commentary that is bled out, whether you're talking to the animal.
Are you telling me something?
Right. Are you just saying something out loud, or are you talking to me? Because there are times when you're saying stuff out loud, I just let you go. Like, I'll be there to bounce it off of you, but I just let you go.
I think you nailed it. Like, as a dude, just my filing system's different than yours. Mine, like you said, it's in boxes.
Right.
So you say, well, I told you about November 18th. And you go, okay, so I got to find a box. But it just says the year. 2027,
right.
Then I got to flip through. And it was about, I did not file
and
this
And even
away.
Then, the year's got like a smudge on that back two right. letters. Yeah, so you right. can't quite figure out what year it was in.
It is weird, too. It's like, you didn't remember we had to do that? Like, no. But, sure, it's the third Saturday in October, so Tennessee's playing.
Bam, I knew that. I did finally get her back because we're on the bonded calendar, as it were. So anything at all that you got, put it on the calendar. If it's not on the calendar, I don't know about it. It's not happening. I've been caught at a handful of times like, well, it's on the calendar. I don't know about this. Finally, she's got something. Hey, we're doing this. Well, it wasn't on the calendar.
Yeah.
We talked about it last night.
No, it's
not on the calendar. Not on the calendar. I didn't know that.
When you talked about it last night, I ignored you because I figured you wrote it down on the calendar.
It all has to be on the calendar.
You didn't tell me I had to listen. Because wrote it on the calendar, don't even bring it up.
Right.
I don't want to hear it.
If it's in the calendar, I know it's happening. I know where I am at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. A new survey found that workplace drama can actually bring some teams together.
Well, no kidding.
It's because the drama's against you guys.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
You're on one side of it or the other.
Right.
Well, especially if it's someone in the office that everybody kind of doesn't like. It's like, all right, they screwed up.
And secretly you're happy.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, not shocked, though.
When the office drama goes from, you know, one side to the next, to from the bottom to the top. All right. Of a sudden, teams are working together.
Yeah, right.
What do you know? They have a common thing.
Yeah.
They hate you.
Paul, you really brought us together.
Yeah.
Glad I could. Well, I mean, everybody
hates building's
you.
Incredible.
Yeah.
Apparently, yawning too much could indicate a serious sleep deficit disorder.
Hmm. Well, yeah.
Are they kidding?
Well, I wouldn't, like, people yawn as they're tired.
I've never, I'm going to run a marathon. Like, they got to go to bed. Like, we get it.
I mean, it happens to me before auctions all the time.
Really?
I yawn like crazy. I crash at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon if I'm working that night. And it happened the same thing on this Saturday.
The slowest auctioneer in history.
Before we got to Muggleshoot, like, I had a little bit of a crash out. No matter what it is, if I'm working on a Saturday afternoon,
your body just shuts down.
I
for
hit
a minute.
That lull where it's like I could take a nap.
Need to conserve energy.
So we are like we have said all throughout the show today, we're doing a little fun this week, and so I decided to get us warmed up for it.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10
or more of the best stoner thoughts. Does cheese really go with anything? I tried it on pudding. Didn't work. Maybe I should have tried something other than pistachio pudding. The green and yellow reminds me of the Green Bay Packers. Never liked them. I do like packing for trips or when I'm moving. I make an art form out of using every available space in the box. Sucks for whoever ends up lifting it. I miss a good hot dog. My dog Henry likes broccoli. He's weird. I'm weird. Why is the song from Bon Jovi, Blaze of Glory, playing in my mind right now? I like rice cakes.
Weed Week!
Jesus. Right. So there might be some clues in this segment.
You think
here.
He eats a plain?
You think what?
The rice cakes. Think he eats them plain? They have, like, flavored ones.
Yeah. The plain ones aren't bad. Let's not knock the plain ones.
Oh, come on.
Let's not knock the
they're
plain
not
ones.
Rice good.
They're
good.
No, they're
you put
not
nothing
bad.
On it?
No.
Ew.
No man. Peanut butter, nothing.
You know what?
Are you
I
in
have,
prison?
I have in the past. However, I can get by with just munching on a dog.
I'm going to hate myself.
I don't know, man. Quaker makes those tiny ones that come in flavors. I'll give you a pass. But just, what is this, the 80s? Like, I'm sorry, man. What are you going to get on, like, diet pills
it's
next?
It's a texture thing.
Do you eat plain oatmeal?
No.
Okay. Thank God.
No.
But you eat a plain rice cake.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Just dude. A little salt on it. Bam. It's not bad.
Okay.
I don't know, dude.
Now, granted, yeah, the apples and cinnamon one is better. Yeah,
now, why
yeah.
not just get those?
The cheese one is better. And, you know, you throw a little maybe avocado and salt and pepper and tomato on there. It's fantastic.
Hey, you got a plain one. You put that on there, fine. But I'm just telling you, it just reminds me of the 80s, just gnawing on a regular plain-ass one.
It's like eating styrofoam.
Yeah.
It's like you're the kid that
you're like my fun. Mom. You want a tab to go with that?
Diet right?
Thanks, Miles. Yeah.
Diet right.
Jesus Christ, man.
Sorry. RC Colon?
Yeah, like, what is going on?
RC Colon and plain rice cakes, brother.
Just too much flavor. It's enough for me.
I'll settle with this.
I like food, but I hate flavor.
It's not bad.
No, it's not bad at all.
I know it's plain. I know it's very basic. It ain't bad.
It's beyond very basic. You know what I mean? Like, if vanilla ice cream is a basic ice cream, then rice cakes are, they're
and
like
you know what?
Nothing
I've always hated
texture.
That. Vanilla is not a basic ice cream. It is
I
the
agree.
Classic flavor, damn it. It's
I'm saying plain rice cakes, it's like, how do you add substance to literally nothing? How can we make nothing crunchy in someone's mouth? And they came up with the rice cakes.
So these are some.
You were eating nothing in spite of them being something in your mouth. It's an amazing act of physics, the rice cake.
So these are some stoner thoughts to ponder. Right now, you're both the oldest you've ever been and the youngest you will ever be again.
Ooh.
All right, that's deep.
That's deep.
Yeah.
But by that. The time you think about it, you're already wrong and right again.
Correct. It's
damn, I'm already older. Wait, but I'm still young. Wait.
Do pets name their owners? I like to think so.
What do you think your pets will call you?
Big one.
Big, oh, damn.
I got the big one and the small one.
Yeah, I'd be called
Poop Picker Upper.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Where's my poop picker upper?
We found out that my mother-in-law is the food bringer.
A food bringer? Okay.
You know, because she'll show up, you know, halfway through the workday, and she'll feed the kids the kibbles, as it were.
That's a good point. We got a friend of my dog would just call Treats.
Yeah.
What's up, Treats?
My sister's dog. Same with my mom.
Because I think my mom eats Cheez-Its and falls asleep, and he eats the Cheez-Its.
That dog barks at everybody. It doesn't bark with my mom. And I'm like, he's got to be full of Cheez-Its.
Is a gingerbread man made out of a house, or is his house made of his flesh?
Oh, damn.
His house made out of his flesh.
He just rips the skin off and puts it up on the walls.
That is kind of weird.
Yeah, not to bring it up.
Oh, you want to come over to my flesh house?
She said.
Yeah. Yes.
The flesh house.
Okay, then. Ooh, I'm in a flesh shed.
Is it a single or a double line?
Do you think there's any gynecologist that uses slang instead of your vagina? I'll see the flesh house. I'm sorry, doctor, what? You know, the flesh house. The buffalo gums. Come on, lady.
Your she shed.
What the hell did you think I was talking about? You came to me.
Week.
Let me see your tuskless warts.
Oh, my God.
You're she urchin. You're she urchin.
Weed week.
The everyman gynecologist.
What did you call it? A she urchin, you know?
For toys, don't get sticky.
All right, let me see the camel toe.
Let's see the Mossy Cottage.
There she blow. Okay.
Oh, man. You guys ever notice that when it's all lowercase, the word bed looks like a bed?
Bed, yeah. Hmm. Someone brought that up to me, and I just stared at it for like 10 minutes. Like, I don't even think I was stoned.
Weed, weed.
Yep.
If you try to fail but end up succeeding, which did you actually do?
You succeeded.
These are some stoner thoughts.
But you failed. You were trying to fail, but you ended up succeeding. So you failed at failing. Yes, you succeeded, but you failed.
Right,
in your
goal. Did not succeed in failing.
Right. I don't want to win the lottery. Then you win the lottery.
You failed at failing, which means that you succeeded.
But you failed.
Correct.
At failing.
Do you guys know that ice cubes float in a pool of their own blood?
Oh, Jesus.
It's all right. That makes sense.
Share that with the kids.
Think
tonight.
About it, man.
It's like the gingerbread man.
An echo can't talk, but it can still reply.
Yep.
How does a sponge hold water if it's full of holes, man?
Why do they have holes? I guess to get the water out.
Here you go.
You're really thinking about it.
Or hold the water.
Well, it's kind of odd that it holds water, but it's full of holes.
Well, the holes are also on the inside. So it's holding them on the inside.
Yeah, they are.
You guys ever notice that you don't know what your teeth taste like?
Some days I do.
Does everybody's teeth taste differently?
People's mouth taste different.
You ever licked somebody's teeth?
By accident.
I have.
Ted, you make it sound like, oh, yeah. I woke up to you in a bar.
Girl, show me them teeth.
You got nice teeth. Can I lick them?
Being up for something means the same thing as being down for something.
That is correct.
I disagree.
The context is a little like, correct. I'm down for sex, but sometimes I'm up for sex.
I think it's just like you have buddies that are up for anything. You have buddies that are down for whatever. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to get into something.
When you're down, you're in. When you're up, you can do it.
Yeah, you're right. You
know, I'm willing like, to man, do I'm that. Down for some pizza. Yeah, I'm up for some pizza.
Right. I feel like as far as I'm thinking of you and one other friend. You're up for everything. He's down.
Okay.
Like, we can get into some trouble.
You don't talk about what you did when you're down.
Right.
Oh, I'm down for that.
But there's stuff we do when Mike's not around.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's when we get down.
When Mike goes to bed.
Right. That's when we get down.
If you clean a vacuum, do you become the vacuum cleaner?
Well, sure. Yeah. That's just science.
Yeah.
Aren't you the vacuum cleaner cleaner? I mean, technically.
You're not the vacuum cleaner. If you clean a vacuum, you are the vacuum cleaner.
Correct.
But you're the vacuum cleaner.
Right.
Cleaner.
If you clean your vacuum cleaner, then you're the vacuum cleaner cleaner.
Yeah, the vacuum cleaner cleaner.
Yeah. Technically, the brain named itself.
That's a good point.
All right, yeah.
That it
aren't
did.
They cocky?
Which came first, man, the plant or the seed?
Seed. Wow.
Yeah, it's got to be a mutation, right?
Yeah.
It's a seed that mutated from the plant that it originally was.
So, are you saying the plant came first?
No, I'm saying that the seed came first. I think the seed came off of a plant, mutated, and turned into a different plant.
But then the plant came first.
Well, no, because the seed came first to grow the mutated plant. The plant, okay.
Well, the plant had to start.
This is extreme. This is extreme. Say, like a dandelion. You know, you got your dandelion seed.
Yes.
That plant's over somewhere else, and all of a sudden a tulip grows because it mutates.
Okay, but
the tulip didn't come first.
but we're talking plants.
Right.
So the dandelion is, in fact, a plant.
Okay, it is a plant, not the plant. Did the plant come first, or did the seed come first?
Weed Week!
We'll say the seed.
Do you guys ever think about nothing's really ever on fire? The fire is just on things.
Yeah.
It's the truth. And then I'll leave you guys with this one as far as the last stoner thought to ponder on this.
Weed Week.
If you smoke weed on a boat, does that make it seaweed?
All right.
God, what did my dad used to always say?
I'm on a seafood diet. I see food and I eat it. Get it?
I can get it, kid.
See, I'm high on seaweed. Get out of the boat.
Four men in Louisiana are facing charges for bringing their emotional support animals into a box store.
What's up with those animals?
I'll tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming at 5:50 in the meantime. Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk. And Steve, a thrill hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, you know what? We got a toast to fine folks at Muckleshoot Casino, specifically the Galaxy Room, and all of the people that showed up there, man. Saturday was an awesome day. We enjoyed our time a great deal. Hopefully you did, too. Muckleshoot Casino always treat us fantastic. It's a great facility, but the Galaxy Room is outstanding. That said, I need to toast the new originals for getting back together, putting all of our egos aside, contract disputes.
Great show.
Because I think what really was. I think what we can all agree on is to the sound engineers at the Galaxy Room and Muckleshoot, you guys are A+, man.
Hell yeah.
Look, 9 times out of 10 that you play on a live stage, and if you've ever done it, you know this to be true. Typically the monitor mix, it's not that it's garbage, but you don't hear everything. Or it's certainly not equalized. The monitor, and that's always my fear, but the monitor system there, man, the Galaxy Room, was on point. And everyone in the band said the same thing. Like, wow, dude, this is actually a fantastic mix. We can actually hear each other, including ourselves, but it makes a difference for how you perform, man. So,
and they had the smoke.
And they had the smoke, which we did not know you had, but our very own Mike Hawk, the Ted Smith, performed the final 2 songs of the event. And, as they're doing their thing, man, the smoke started coming up.
Yeah.
All right, man. This is cool. It's officially a concert. Keep in mind, the man that controls the smoke, also a new originals roadie, also in a contract dispute. I'm glad you guys worked that out just in time for the final two.
We pawned up some cash.
Yeah, there you go. That's how it works. So, hey, man, if you were there, man, thank you for coming up, coming out there. It was a fantastic time. A lot of fun. And, of course, I get the feeling we'll be back there probably next year. Yeah. I think that was our third
drink spot.
Yeah, man, it was fantastic. So, drink to you. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So, over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola.
Let's get a contestant on the line now for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.